Good afternoon, and thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Hi, Vicky. I've got a charge on my account.
Yes, ma'am.
It just went through a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that was supposed to have been taken off. I was supposed to get a refund.
Uh-oh.
And now there's another charge on here. So you've got like two charges on it that you've already collected for, and I was supposed to get a refund on the first $59.95 charge.
Okay, ma'am. I'd be more than happy to assist you with that. May I have your zip code so I can try and pull up that account?
91355.
Your first and last name, please?
Marie Cruz, C-R-U-Z.
Okay, Miss Cruz.
It should be on my account because I got a refund number
That's okay. Could you please verify your shipping address, ma'am?
23760 Via Helena, Valencia, California. I never got this item either. That was why I was calling up and I had it stopped. I got the payment, but they were going to give me a credit. I never got it, and now you've taken that credit out, and you've already gotten it, and now you've got another credit or another account out.
Okay. I'm sorry. I need you to verify the shipping address for me, please.
23760 Via Helena, H-E-L-I-N-A.
Okay.
California.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm looking at your notes, ma'am. I do see we're back on the 1st. Of March, there was a payment of $11.90, and when I look at that more thoroughly, I see where one was for there were two payments, actually, individually, of $5.95 a piece. One was for some mini pods, the other one was for a smartwatch. I see the mini pod shipping and handling charge was refunded back to you.
Right.
And that's the only thing I see indicative of a refund. I see where you called on the 19th I can't even understand what these are. Abbreviations of four, but it says that you called in
showing
delivered that it was delivered. It said that the products were delivered and asked you to check with the postal service and that there was no refund issue. And I do have a federal tracking number here, ma'am, stating that you did get a delivery. I guess it was just for the watch that was delivered. The pods were canceled on the 8th of March.
Never got it. There's been problems in our neighborhood with people taking mail out of the mail. And I never got the package. I told the man that, and I told him I had already checked with my bank and also with, the postman.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he didn't deliver any packages to me. I says, well, I got a note from the post office saying that there was a package, but I never got the package.
Okay. Okay, and then I'm only seeing one charge for that smartwatch. I'm not seeing two charges of $59.95 at all. I see one charge.
There was one taken out originally, and I called my bank and I told them to stop it because I didn't get it. I was still waiting for it, and it
right.
never came. And so then they said that they would go ahead and, question the amount.
Okay.
And I know that I got a track number from the gentleman I talked to.
Yes, ma'am.
I can't find the damn thing right now.
That's okay. We're not going to worry about that. At this juncture, what I'm needing you to do, if you'd be so kind, ma'am, and to resolve the issue here, all you have to do is give us a call. Well, call your bank, ma'am. And
Wait. I've got the tracking here for the refund. And
for the refund?
Yeah, for it to be refunded.
Who said anything about a tracking number for a refund? I don't see anything to indicate that in your notes. All I see is that there was no refund issued with the exception of the shipping and handling. But since you said that you've kind of disputed it with the bank, at this juncture, there's nothing that I can do. What you can do, though,
Wait, hold on just a minute, please. I don't want to get upset, and I don't want to be excited.
Okay, then I'm not trying to upset or excite you. I'm trying to give you some good advice, ma'am, and I'm telling you what the policy and the procedure will be from here on. It's really in your favor. Ma'am, all you have to do is call your bank, have them call us with you on the line, Ms. Cruz.
Please tell us
that the dispute has been dropped, and we will give you a refund.
Okay, here's what I've got. I've got down Simple Solution, and this is the number that I called, and I need a cancellation from you. Number I've got, I don't know if this is it or what, but it says I need a cancellation from you for that amount of money. That's what the bank told me.
You need a cancellation number is what you need, ma'am. That's what they were referring to. It's called a cancellation number.
Okay.
A cancellation does not equal a refund. A cancellation just means the account is canceled, ma'am. But because you have started a dispute with your bank, what I'm telling you is it's just as simple, ma'am. All you have to do, Mrs. Cruz, is call the bank, have them call us and say that there is no dispute, and we will issue you a full refund. They do it all day, every day. It's just a matter of you calling the bank. But because you've disputed it, it's nothing that I can do except for ask you to do that so you can get your money back.
All right, fine. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. I assure you, you'll get your refund.